Good afternoon, everyone. How are we? Good. It's beautiful and sunny, and the Creator's looking after us today, I think. I'd like to pay my respects to my elders, elders past and present, elders present here today, elders of different nations that are here today. I'd like to acknowledge community, wider community, the people that are watching in Federation Square, and I pay my respects to your ancestors and families. And I'm very honoured to be here today, especially along this beautiful part of Melbourne, the Birrung Ma, the Yarra River. My family lived here for thousands of years, and so when I come here to do welcomes, I feel like I'm home. And we lived here until my family was moved to Corranderk Mission, which is in Healesville, where my great-grandmother and grandmother grew up. So human rights is sort of a passion, you know, and I sort of fit in lots of categories. I'm an Aboriginal woman. 5 months' time, I'm 60, I'm getting old. And being Aboriginal is beautiful to me, but it's hard in our world sometimes. So, you know, I've watched through history and I've looked at many things through history, and my mother was not allowed to go to school after grade three. So I have very strong women in my community. My grandmother was a housemaid on the mission until she was 18, and then they sent into Melbourne, into Toorak, to work as a maid. And she can remember having one day a month off. And she can't remember having any money, but she remembers her brothers looked after her financially. So to get out of that cycle, she was married, and hence my mother came along. And I do my welcomes in their honour, because they're strong women. My whole family has been strong and resilient, and if it wasn't for them and their passion for their people, I wouldn't be here today. And we all need to remember to respect each other. We're very busy in our lives, and we have tunnel vision sometimes when we're trying to, especially in Melbourne, they're freaky here. You know? They run everywhere. I watch them and I think, oh, you poor things. You know? They think there's never another train or bus or tram, and, you know, if they sit there long enough, they'll see there's another one. But they run. But when we do that and we're really busy, we don't look here. And we don't look after our neighbours. And it's very sad that it's not like that. And I know, you know, our mums and our grandmamas used to say, when I was young, we used to do this. And we sort of go, yeah. But it's true. When I was young, I knew everybody in my street. I had lots of aunties and uncles, and I was safe. But that doesn't happen now. We have to watch our kids every minute. We have to watch our older ones when they go out, whether they're going to be safe with the violence in the streets. And it's sad. Even though we're a safe country, it's sad. But you know what? We can change that. It only takes a few minutes of each day, and people here can do that. The way to do it, I think, is to talk to each other, to share where you've come from, who you are, the story of your life, your religion, because we're very, very multicultural here, extremely, and I'm proud of it. But if we can share our stories and we can understand each other and truly understand each other, we can eradicate racism and stigma. And when we do that, as adults, we live in harmony. And when we live in harmony, it's our children and our up-and-coming future leaders that live in peace. So please, if you have time, do that. If you have time, take your shoes off and feel Mother Earth. She's very healing. I mean, it's a beautiful world, and we are very lucky here in Australia and in Victoria that we live in a country that has no war. So appreciate what you have every day. I know I do, and I'm grateful. And I'm grateful that you have asked me to come here to speak on behalf of my family. So I'd like to offer you my hand in friendship. I do that with culture, respect and dignity on behalf of my elders, so that we can all walk together. May Bunjil, my creator, surround you all and keep you safe on country. And on behalf of my elders, I say Wiminjika, Wurundjeri Balak Yiman Gundibik. That means welcome to the home of Wurundjeri country. And I want to welcome you all from the tops of the trees to the roots in the ground, because when you look after my country, it does look after you. Thank you.